Welcome to We the People. On the program today, how should a government and a people respond when tradition collides with what many would believe is a violation of compassion and civilizational norms? That is the debate that has erupted after the centre decided, despite a Supreme Court ban, to issue a notification that will permit the age-old tradition of Jallikattu in Tamil Nadu. In other words, as the pictures you're seeing on your screen, this is a very, very old tradition that is in many ways about taming bulls. But what it involves, of course, some would say it's acquired cult status because it's all about a misplaced notion of machismo from everybody from M.G. Ramachandran to Rajnikanth depicted on celluloid taming the bull successfully. But there are also serious issues of the torture that this sport involves. In fact, according to a report by the Animal Welfare Board, to enable this sport, a bull's tail is often bitten and twisted to induce pain. Bulls are poked with knives and sticks. Irritant solutions are rubbed into a bull's eyes and nose, and nose ropes are yanked, leading to nosebleeds. Sometimes, the Welfare Board report says, bulls are kept without food or water for hours. They're also forced to move sideways for hours. Spectators often beat and agitate bulls. The Environment Minister Prakash Javrekar is saying that cruelty will no longer be permitted. That will be watched out for, but you cannot interfere with a centuries-old tradition. We're asking on the program today, is this torture in the name of tradition? And why are all Tamil Nadu parties, in fact, backing what the centre has decided to do? Is this chasing bulls for ballots? Let me start with you, Sambit, to explain why and what would drive the government to actually go against a Supreme Court ban. Why should this sport that could virtually be called a blood sport, whether or not its tradition is immaterial, there are many traditions that need to change. Why is this not one of them?
The tradition is definitely very important. Needs to change or not is a separate issue. And we should be reminded of the fact that as far as Jallikattu is concerned, we have Harappa coins also. I mean, years together, all together at the Harappa age, when you had Jallikattu ingrained in the coins. 2000 BC to 1500 BC, we have cave paintings depicting Jallikattu. So it is a tradition which is almost imbibed in the nature of almost 18 districts of Tamil Nadu.
But does tradition have to be static?
No, I'm coming to that.
Values change and tradition is put...
I'm surely coming to that. Well, see, as far as should we give up traditions? Now, if we come to Jallikattu and compare it with, say, Bakrid, if we say halal is a tradition, it is a belief, it is a faith. Similarly, I would compare this with the belief, with the faith, with the tradition of 18 districts of South India. So naturally, if we cannot do away with halals, if we cannot... I mean, no one can debate. No one is debating about.
Animal sacrifice is not just associated with Eid. It's also a part of several Hindu traditions
exactly.
As well.
I just give an example.
But you're right to raise a question about animal sacrifice.
Yeah, I just gave an example that if we are saying that, well, yes, animal sacrifices are allowed because it is a matter of faith. Similarly, over here, it is not sacrifice. If you are talking of cruelty, remember you rightly quoted Mr. Prakash Javrekar. The notification says that, well, yes, the cruelty is removed. Now Supreme Court and the issue of Supreme Court and the law.
Yes.
Look, I was going to Mr. Kadju's article. I believe he will give you the better answer. But all these should not be. The judgments of Supreme Court should not be read with the Euclid's formula. Rather, it should be seen with the context. The context over here is cruelty. And the cruelty part mentioned in para 17 of the Supreme Court has been undone.
Legalese. You know, I'm just looking at this as a citizen. And I'm saying that should we actually, as compassionate human beings, continue with a tradition that violates the basic
dignity. I'll give you a very different angle.
Let's hold your thought. Tom Vatican.
Just 10 seconds. I'll tell you a very important angle.
Okay, 10 seconds.
As compassionate human beings, you know, if this tradition is undone with, a report that was submitted, it points to the fact that almost 20,000 livestock, read bulls, can be butchered because this is the incentive not only to rear bulls, this is the incentive not only to make them healthy, keep them healthy all the year. Rather, if this incentive is not there, people may not rear bull altogether. The bulls may be butchered. So the compassion can be seen in the different
ways. So you're saying Jallikattu is a way to keep a bull alive?
So I'll come to that point. Yes. Jallikat is a way of rearing livestock in the villages as well.
Tom Vadakkan, many points there, but the truth is that the Congress in Tamil Nadu, along with every other party, has actually supported what the centre has done. And we as people can't escape the hunch that this is something to do with the Tamil Nadu elections. You know, otherwise, what explains this timing? There's a very, very strongly worded Supreme Court ban on this. And today, the government can argue that we will try and avert cruelty, but it's almost next. I mean, some would argue the sport in itself or the ritual in itself has cruelty written into the script.
Well, I don't deny it. There is an element in suspicion that there is an electoral angle to it. Be what it may, it's an all-party demand that the central government has conceded. This is an issue which is involved with the culture of that particular 18 districts that Dr. Patra mentioned.
Yes.
I think certain caveats which was mentioned by the Environment Minister is important here. I think in addition to that, I think if this is held at the district authorities must have standby medical aid. It's not just the bull that is involved, human life is also involved. Let's get this.
But do you support the bringing back of Jallikat as a tradition, which is what the centre has done through this notification?
If you have the caveats we are mentioning, medical attention, cruelty to the animal must be prevented, I mean the tail portion, then there is reports of alcohol being given to the bull, then there is also chili powder being used at certain sensitive points of the animal.
Yes.
Now these are issues that need to be addressed. There should be a medical examination of the bull by the vet who's prescribed by the district authorities. There should be observers. If these caveats are met with, then there would be a lot of relief. Yes, I agree. It shocks us when we think about it. But here, sitting in Delhi, it's another issue. The whole issue should be understood in the cultural context. This is like Baishakhi, okay, harvest season, and what happens there is these young men of the village are trying to show their eligible bachelors
a
very damsel would like to look at. But in an urban situation,
so we now need to tame a bull for our men to prove that they're worthy of marrying.
Well, that's the situation.
No, that was not the situation. You have to go to the root of the tradition. The tradition.
No,
you should understand. See, this is a very important issue because South India is represented over here. The tradition should be reflected in the best light.
Okay.
The tradition is, you know, Jallikat, we are saying it's actually Kalikat because Kali means coins on the horns of the bulls.
Yes.
And these bulls are stud bull rearing. You know, every village is to have a bull for 3 years and thereafter to stop inbreeding, the bull used to be sent to the next village. And this was the way of embracing the bull. It's not taming the bull. Embracing the bull to show which is the most powerful bull which can impregnate the cows of the other village.
I want to just bring in Ambika Shukla. As an animal rights activist, obviously this is hugely disappointing to you what has happened. But you're hearing both the Congress and the BJP virtually agree for, I think, the first time in I don't know how many months. So that should make you even more suspicious that this is everything to do with Tamil Nadu elections.
Well, I don't care what is to do with elections. I'm deeply disappointed in the decision. This was a very, very fiercely fought argument in the Supreme Court. It didn't take the decision lightly. It was fought over 5 years, and both sides were represented. Tamil Nadu had its say, the animal welfare organizations had their say. The Supreme Court deliberated long and hard, and when it reached a decision, it passed a decision to ban the sport. At that point, again, Tamil Nadu went back to the court, and then the court allowed it with the same caveats. It was followed with those supposed caveats, and when it was found that those caveats were completely impractical, how do you regulate a stampede? This is a stampede. When you have panicked bulls, can you tap a bull on the shoulder and say, excuse me, you're passing the 15-meter line, can we call it off now? No. You have bulls that are so frightened, they are jumping off 8-foot embankments. There are bulls crashing into tractors. There are bulls, in complete disarray. And it's frightening for them. This is not a sport. It cannot be called a sport. Because
what
sport,
would you call it?
I would call it ugliness, barbarity. Because a sport implies that two willing contestants or players. In this case, you have 1,000 people jumping on one hapless, helpless, frightened, panicked animal. The bull is not doing it out of choice. He's terrified.
So you're saying these caveats that both Sambit and Tom are speaking about are implementable.
On paper, to have one vet standing by and saying, I will examine a bull. He's surrounded by 20,000 intoxicated youth who are dying to start the sport. If he's going to say, no, I find this bull not fit or something, he's going to be jumped upon.
So he's just
going to sign any paper in front of him, allow it to carry on and to expect
so Justice
him to
Karju,
do anything else is rubbish.
Justice Karju, but you are saying as a judge of the Supreme Court, a former retired judge of the Supreme Court, that you want to tame a bull at this age. You're hearing what Ambika says. Does it not move your heart?
I think she's talking nonsense.
No, what do you mean?
Let me reply. There must be some balance in life.
Nobody is talking nonsense.
How can you?
I don't think you've even witnessed this.
How can you compare?
Have you seen any footage? Have you seen the footage?
I did not interrupt you.
I'm sorry. Have you seen the footage?
Have some decency not to interrupt me.
Okay, but Justice Karju, you can't dismiss another point of view.
Let's not talk about nonsense.
Okay, Chali.
You just said nonsense.
Okay, Ambika.
I have a right to say what I want to say.
Yeah, Justice Karju.
Have the decency not to interrupt me.
Okay, please,
don't call it nonsense.
Okay. I agree. Let's not dismiss another view as nonsense. Justice Karju, make your point.
All right.
Okay, make your point.
See, all that the judgment, Supreme Court judgment said was that there was a notification banning use of bulls because in some places extreme cruelty was being inflicted, like cutting off its tail or, you know, putting demon in its eyes or stabbing it. So now the notification has come on 7th January 2016 that there will not be cruelty, and the Animal Welfare Board and the district authorities will be present. They have to be informed about the date and the venue. They will see to it that this is not being done. So there's nothing. See, it is, can you compare a human being with an animal? Have you no balance? Do you not eat?
Fear is the same, all right? Fear and emotions are the same.
May I be permitted to speak,
they may
madam?
Have four legs, we may have two, but they feel the same fear, the
madam,
same pain.
Madam, may I be permitted to speak?
Speech.
Certainly, carry on, but don't talk nonsense.
Okay, Justice.
See,
Justice, one minute.
Let me, I'm about to complete.
Okay, complete.
See, we eat the flesh of animals. We don't eat the flesh of human
not
beings.
Not all of us eat the flesh of animals.
Madam, you have some decency perhaps.
No, I'm afraid not.
Okay, please, let's move on.
And then, see, people say that, oh, we have banned sati, we have banned child marriage. You know, again, comparing an animal with a human being. You know,
Justice Karju,
every animal is treated cruelly. If you have done any horse riding, I have done. For horse riding, you have to kick the horse on its belly with your
hands. Sir, may I read out from the judgment? Justice Karju, Supreme Court judgment of 2014.
Yes.
An animal also has honor and dignity which cannot be arbitrarily deprived of, and its rights and privacy have also to be respected and protected from unlawful attacks. Yes. The court said the torture and cruelty meted out to the bulls was unimaginable. Being dumb and helpless, they suffer in silence. The right not to be beaten, kicked, overridden, overloading is also a right. As far as animals are concerned, in our view, life means something more than mere survival.
Correct.
It also means a life with intrinsic worth, honor and dignity.
May I answer you now? May I answer you?
Please, and then I want to move on.
Now see, if you do fishing, you take a fish out of water and it can't breathe in the air, it flips flops because it is getting asphyxiated. So the person who is doing fishing, he should be sent to jail. When you tame a dog or an elephant or a camel, you have to use some cruelty on it. If you run a bullock cart, you have to use a whip. So all that must be stopped.
Yes.
You know, have a practical view of the matter.
Colin,
I mean,
Colin,
no
Colin
balance in life. You are treating
okay,
animal on the same level as a human being.
Now, 1 minute.
All life
1 minute. Hang on. Call it.
Let me quickly respond to some of the points made. First of all, in addition to what you said about cruelty, you have, you know, and you have films of this, people biting the tails and breaking the tail and so on. You know, and then you have electric shocks to the testicles, knives put into them, nails put into them and so on. So extreme violence, there's no doubt about that. Now, what my friend says is, the notification says no cruelty now. But I wonder if they read the judgment really, because the judgment says 5 years ago, as Ambika pointed out, when the case started, the Supreme Court accepted. All right, we'll allow you to do this, but you must have veterinary vans, you must have, you know, ambulances, you must have monitors, you must have barricades. And then after many years, the court said, hey, what's the point of all your promises? Your promises are worthless, you've done nothing. And there's no reason for us to believe today that they're going to have all these things today. So the Supreme Court judgment dealt with the argument that there should be all kind of monitors and so on. Ultimately, in frustration, rejected it.
You're saying that's been tried and failed.
Of course, for 5 years, yes. As Ambika pointed out. So this argument that no, today there's going to be something,
Let me finish very quickly.
Then this whole thing about tradition, Supreme Court deals with that. It says Jallikat was nothing to do with what is going on today. It was a peaceful tradition. It was embracing the animal, etc., etc. It had nothing to do.
Yeah.
Masculinity? Come on, 1,000 men against one bull is cowardice. It's not masculinity.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. And I would say, let's test this masculinity business. We'll put the minister in the bull ring. We'll put the bull.
Yes.
We'll ask them. And. No NSG commandos with the minister.
Colin, may I ask you?
Yeah.
There is the same Supreme Court in 2015 also refused to ban animal sacrifices, not particular to any one religion, but that seemed to be contradictory to me, because again and again, for those of us who are criticizing Jallikat, examples are brought, as Sambit did, of animal sacrifice, of a ritualism that permits that. And the court, I don't know if it was the same bench, but the court refused to ban those. So is that a contradiction?
Listen. Let's separate.
Yeah.
Let's not mix up. You must separate killing of animals for food with killing of animals for sport. Now, there is an argument to be made that even killing of animals for food inflicts pain,
yes,
and you move towards vegetarianism.
Yes.
But there are many, many counter currents and societies that traditionally eat meat for food and so on. So you must not, in this debate,
mix up
when
those
we're dealing
two.
With sport,
yeah.
Mix up
Sambit,
sport.
Quick response then to S.R. Subramanian.
It's
that
not,
don't mix up the two.
No, we are dealing with cruelty. We are not dealing with any other issue. The talk of the debate is, should we be cruel to a four-legged animal? Yes, we should not be cruel, and that's the reason as to why the notification
but
removes cruelty.
Tried and failed.
Now, the second issue is, why differentiate? My question is, when we have Diwali, no crackers, please, because it is pollution time. When we have Holi, no colors, please, because it is degenerating to the skin. When you have Jallikat, no Jallikat, please, because it is cruel. And when it is Bakra Eid, well, yes, Bakra Eid is different.
This
don't
is
comment about Bakra Eid. What is this?
This is not a Hindu Muslim
issue. I'm speaking candidly. I'm being very candid. Whatever I felt, I said, with all humility and respect.
But I am saying to you, sacrifice, animal sacrifice is not particular only to Bakri Eid. It is also part of rituals in
Yes, remove them also then. Yes. I am not talking only about Bakra Eid. Even if for Kali Puja someone is sacrificing
yes,
the animal.
Exactly.
Take that into context as well. I am not differentiating
so
between religion over here.
I would really like to avoid making this a Hindu-Muslim issue, though Sambit has brought in that strain. But he is questioning what he thinks is double speak on this issue. We'll have to address that in the debate. Where do you come in?
Barka, we have to understand the context. The Dravidian civilization is an ancient one. It's only in Tamil Nadu. It is not in Karnataka or in Andhra.
Yeah.
This is number one. Number two is that Pongal is as important in those 20 districts as, let's say, Diwali or Holi here in these parts. In Pongal, one day is Pongal festival for harvest. Other is Matu Pongal. The next day is celebration of animals, which means they are all like the same as Ayudha Puja here. Like Vishwakarma Puja here, it is equal importance there. So don't, it says something to me that the most fractious politics in India is in Tamil Nadu. Every party will oppose what the other party says. Just because in one area they are all agreeing, one message. Let me extend the argument beyond Hindu-Muslim to Christian. You have the run of the Pamplona bulls today. You have the horses in Siena running today.
Mm.
It is not as if in Spain at the end of it you kill the animal. You have horse taming going on in America. So this is basically a taming exercise, which is exactly the same kind of macho we showed in America. Don't laugh at that. This is how exactly macho Wild West is being done even today.
But do we want to be that?
My short point is, we have to draw. I have seen chicken being carried to the slaughterhouse in the most obnoxious condition.
Agreed.
In other words, let us do those day-to-day kind of things. These are important societies, traditional,
okay.
Nag Panchami. These are three or four things in India. This is a traditional society. Don't modernize it overnight. Make it rich first. Modernize it later.
Okay, let me bring in, I'll get your questions in half a second. Just want to get in Hilal and Shiv. Shiv, when does culture or tradition become something that needs to be challenged? Because there is a suggestion here that leave tradition alone.
Actually, I hate to say it, not one of them knows what is the tradition, least of all Sambit Patra, because the BJP always invents traditions and pretends it's traditional. No, wait.
See, otherwise my sincere suggestion is, why should all this be personalized? But I don't know.
No, personalized.
People of
your stature should not stoop to the level of personalism.
I am going to stoop because you have gone further down.
Sambit, calm down.
You may have your opinion, I have mine. But please don't.
Can we come back to the topic?
This is stooping down because of your ideology.
Because
if I don't agree with your ideology, you will stoop down to the level of denaming.
This is absolutely wrong. Let's not personalize.
I apologize
to the bull. Now let me
now continue. Okay, come on. Oh my God. Shiv, make your point. Please come back to the issue without personal comments.
There is nothing personal in this.
Okay, what's your
Introducing
point?
Introducing Hindu Muslim question into this is unnecessary.
This is the problem.
Wait, let him speak now.
Sambit, I will allow you to rebut.
A tradition. This is about pastoral societies.
Yes.
These are rituals of initiation for manhood. The violence is strictly controlled. This is commercialized nonsense. For heaven's sakes, don't call this.
Okay, halal is controlled, and this is violence and gladiatorial.
The word.
I don't understand. No, are you
contaminating
saying?
The
I'm
debate.
Not contaminating, I'm being candid. Just hiding words
that
does not
candid.
Change the truth.
Then
I'm speaking the absolute truth.
Sambit, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? Since you have brought in halal and Bakrid, do you oppose animal sacrifice as a ritual across religions, or is your target only Bakrid?
No, across.
Do you oppose animal sacrifice in all faiths? Please clarify that first.
First and foremost, I'll take a very measured.
Because there are also.
You have asked me a question. Let me answer that.
Yes.
I'll take a very measured stand, especially when I'm dealing with a question which has to do with faith.
Yes.
So I do not speak on faith. Remember, I'm speaking on faith today as a matter of differentiation. Why selective stand when the faith is of the Indian culture?
So if there is sacrifice part of Kali Puja or Bakrid, you have a problem with both.
Pardon?
If there is sacrifice.
I have no problem with anyone's faith. I respect everyone's faith.
But you have
and I don't.
You know, I really did not want this to become a Hindu-Muslim issue, but it's being positioned as a selective rage issue. Hmm. Where do you come in on this?
No, I think the point you made in the beginning is more important than, you know, all the point which made. And I just want to add what she've said. Yeah. You know, we have to make a distinction that tradition is not always static. Tradition always change, and it is, you know, absolutely wrong to think that the traditional modernity binary can be always used as a formula to get out a favorable answer. So that is one thing which we should always, you know, taken care of. When it comes to the selective sort of thing, I think we have to, you know, place this question in the realm of competitive politics.
Yes.
Now, if you want to get, again, favorable answer, you have to make it selective. For instance, the beef ban controversy and its relationship with this Kalikattu is something which we need to evoke and try to look at the context in which certain certain issues raised at certain point of time and then evolve in a different direction. So, now, let me just come to the final point.
Okay.
That is that, you know, and this is again a problem of modern politics, that it is very easy to talk of things in an aggregated manner. That, you know, Hindu-Muslim became eventually possible and simple. It's a simplistic way of dealing with issues.
So you see, it's a reductionist argument.
Yes, it's a rationalist argument.
But can I get Justice Karju? Because one thing that you've actually been consistent on is you're supporting Jallikattu, but you also supported the right to eat beef.
See, first of all, let me tell you, perhaps the gentlemen are not aware, Section 28 of the Prevention of Cruelty to Animal Act, Section 28 specifically says.
I'm taking questions, by the way. If anyone has, you can raise.
Specifically says that killing of animals in accordance with the religious customs is permitted.
Yeah.
Which means even if it calls extreme cruelty, so in halal meat, you know, you slowly grind the neck of the goat, but Section 28 exempts it. I'm not on that, but Section 11 of Prevention of Cruelty to Animal Act uses the expression unnecessary cruelty, not just cruelty, because as I said. Cruelty is done to almost every animal.
Isn't a blood sport unnecessary cruelty?
Listen,
that must be stopped.
You see, to say that it was not done in the past, so it can never be done. How do you presume it? Now this notification puts the conditions. This notification of 7 January The district officials will be there at the Jallikattu. The animal welfare board officials will be there. They
this
will
is the point we were making, Baraka. The caveats you added.
Just because cruelty was not prevented in the past, so it can never be prevented.
One question here.
It's a mathematical formula.
One question.
Let us not compromise the safety of animals on political opportunism. For once, the BJP and the Congress are on board with one specific issue. What was the hurry? Go to the parliament, let them pass the Validation Act and get it done and over with. The fact that elections are happening in that state, suddenly everybody is too enthusiastic. Secondly, your district administration officials, they're locally recruited. They will not compromise customs. How do you expect them to monitor something they are a part of?
Exactly.
Basic problem.
Okay, quick response. What was the hurry?
I'll tell you.
You oppose the Congress on the BJP, I beg your pardon, on anything they choose to bring in, bypassing parliament. This time a Gazette notification is acceptable to you that actually alters the Supreme Court ban.
Barka, this was an all-party issue.
Every political party supports it. They were not looking
at the elections. Normally, I would charge them.
He's muttering under his breath, insult to the
You've
judiciary.
Insulted the judiciary.
I'll answer you. What was the hurry? Let me specifically answer.
Yeah.
Suppose it's Diwali next Monday. And supposedly the decision is you cannot celebrate Diwali because there would be a ban on crackers. Then naturally there would be an immense amount of pressure on the government and the system as such to deliver whatever judgment, positive or negative, within a time frame so that the faith of the people and tradition of people can be maintained. As mentioned by Mr. Subramaniam, Pongal, the harvesting season, as Diwali is important for North Indians, is absolutely important for people of Tamil Nadu.
Okay, so
why underlook
out.
The people
you're
of Tamil Nadu is my
out.
Question.
Okay,
this phenomenon of segregating North and South is absolutely
Okay, Sambit, Colin, you said that we must not mix the sacrifice debate or the food debate with the sport debate. But the fact is, in the public discourse, it's already entered as an element. The BJP spokesperson has officially brought it in.
Yes.
Now that it's been brought in, how do we confront it?
Well, I see no problem because I'm opposed to any kind of animal sacrifice. So I personally see no problem. And I feel at some stage the courts must confront it, although it's a politically a little bit of a dynamite issue.
Yeah.
And community-wise, it's a dynamite issue.
Yes.
But let me deal with one or two points very quickly.
Yes.
We'll do it without cruelty. I've already said earlier, the court has considered this. It's all false promises.
Yes.
The bull will not run without cruelty.
Exactly.
The court has said that. The bull will go to sleep. It's a tame animal.
So you've got to
put electric shocks in his testicles.
Yes.
You've got to poke knives in it.
Yes.
You've got to put chili powder. You've got to put a knife in his anus.
Yeah.
You've got to put extreme cruelty for the bull to learn. So how can you have Jallikattu without cruelty?
Yes, sir, Subramaniam, please answer that.
I don't know enough about the technical side of this.
Yes.
We know that this festival is there nearly in many parts of the world, in Spain, much of Europe, etc. In running of the bulls is absolutely standard annual exercise there, number one. Number two is, I've grown up in South India. I've not heard of any bulls dying there or suffering there. I mean, I am sure there is here and there. I am more concerned about the chicken going to the market. I am more concerned about day-to-day violence and on the pretext of having meat for eating. I have seen myself, I-5 in California. 200-yard strip, that calf is born there. In 200 yards, it moves every 15 days, 20 yards. It becomes full, it is slaughtered, and it is packed and sent there, and the whole road is a stage. It is supposed to be civilized society. We are so inhuman.
So are you saying, why don't we object to that?
We are not objecting at all.
Let's see the question, then I get Ambika.
We are objecting, 100,000 things objecting to this.
Okay, I have two things to say. One being this, that we're all arguing that it's something which is cultural. And the second thing that we are talking about is it's a sport, right? So a sport is something which is two people compete for entertainment, but you're torturing an animal. How is there any entertainment? Second thing being culture. Sati is also a culture. Child marriage is also a culture. You can't have a redundant going on just because it's a 2,000-year-old
Sati was not culture.
One minute. There are lots of reactions from the panel. We'll allow one more audience.
I'm from South India. I'm from Tamil Nadu.
Yes.
And I have seen Jallikattu happening. Okay, it's actually a tame environment. It's not as you guys are portraying it to be. They use a particular breed of bull. The bull is the breed is called Kangayam.
Yes.
Okay, they use that particular breed of bull, which is wild in nature. So when the bull is taken as a calf, it is trained in a field, in a Jallikattu environment, so that it is, as soon as it sees that environment, it starts running. Okay, that's how it is done traditionally. Okay. So it's usually done on the second day of Pongal, and cattle are prayed to and they are decorated.
So what do you think of the tradition? What do you?
I think it should definitely stay. Like he said, if there are a particular set of caveats like that they follow, if they are not giving cruelty to the animal.
So you're saying address that. Hilal, you wanted to come in there.
Yeah, I just want to say that is it really important to think this question as in a binary? I don't think so. What are the meanings associated with this tradition? Mm. And is it possible to think that cruelty issue can be addressed with those meanings which are associated with this ritual? I really don't know about
Ambika, do you want to come in on this? That there's constantly this sense that, as TSR was saying, that if we do not object to how our chicken comes to our table, and that is something, like, in fact, the BJP's Tarun Vijay today said that the liberals of India, you know, there's a liberal mafia and they're so full of hypocrisy because there's no conversation about this. And when beef was banned, a lot of people spoke up for the right of people to choose their food. And now those are the same people who are, you know, standing up against Jallikattu.
No,
I mean,
like
he means people like us.
Well,
so.
No, Colin, like Colin, I have no problem because I'm opposed to the killing of animals for food, for sacrifice, for any reason whatsoever. I do believe animals have a life of their own. They are not born on earth to serve humans.
Yeah.
They have a life of their own. They are born here from the same creator that created us.
But are you saying that
all
only
life
those
is sacred
can...
as far as I'm concerned?
Okay.
And as far as all animal rights activists are concerned, all animal welfare
she has
people
a point.
And all
yeah.
right-thinking people, is that all life is sacred. And we cannot say because a chicken is carried upside down and tortured, therefore bull should also be tortured,
yes.
and camel should also be tortured,
no.
and elephant
no.
should
but
also
Justice
be tortured.
Karju, you yeah.
One,
yeah.
one cruelty cannot justify
but
another.
Karju, you actually
and also tradition cannot be used as a defense for cruelty. We've done away with sati, like the lady said. We have done away with child marriage. Dowry is also a tradition. Shall we keep all these social evils
but
in the name of tradition?
One sentence, TSR, Justice Karju.
No. I think only two sentences.
Yeah.
I think we should now start, I agree, anti-non-vegetarian campaign, number
yes.
one. Number one. Absolutely. All over the world. India, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, the chicken cruelty, the lamb cruelty is 100,000 times that of Jallikattu cruelty.
So
let us now look at,
should be
let us now look at it systematically
yes.
and then go to this particular
But the Supreme Court said, Justice Karju, it distinguished between the killing of animals in a manner required by the religion of any community and entity.
I'm not talking religion, no. I'm talking daily meat.
I'm just saying that the Supreme Court looked at entertainment, exhibition or amusement as something that cannot fall under exempted categories. So it made a distinction between food consumption or even rituals which are rooted in religion and pure entertainment. Which is
May I answer?
Yes.
Perhaps these gentlemen do not know the law, so I may be permitted to tell them the law.
Yes.
See, the prevent section 22.
That is true.
Without knowing the law, you people
no,
talk.
Okay,
that is true.
Please.
Section 22 of Prevention of Cruelty to Animals
yes.
Act,
yes.
Clause 2,
yes.
provides that the central government can issue notifications prohibiting performing animals. Now, on 7th January, the central government issued the notification this year that bulls used in Jallikattu are exempt from the prohibition.
Yes.
So, but they have laid down very stringent conditions that extreme cruelty will not be done. So, those conditions have to be observed. Now, one thing you must remember, I must beseech all of you, remember you are living in a federal constitution. Federalism means catering to regional
yes.
aspirations and regional cultures. If you want India to break up, talk like all this, and I'm sure time will come when
people
will say we don't want to
but
be part of India where you don't respect our
Justice
culture.
Justice Raju, I'm very suspicious of anything
avoid
that all politicians
cruelty.
In
Listen,
the state agree
avoid
on.
Avoid cruelty. I'm saying yes, certainly make stringent
procedures
for avoiding.
Can I read out something to you?
Yes, sure.
And Shiv, you can also come in on this. This is the Animal Welfare Board. You know, I'm reading it and I'm feeling sick in my stomach. Spectators beat and agitate bulls. Bulls are forced to stand in their own waste. Bulls are forced to move sideways for hours. Bulls are forced to drink liquids, likely liquor. Bulls are kept without food and water for hours. Now, Shiv, the counter argument would be, why don't you speak up when meat is slaughtered? When animals are slaughtered, you speak up for the right of personal liberty and the right to choose your food. I've heard this from a number of BJP people, that there's a liberal hypocrisy here.
There are several kinds of hypocrisy, but the question is the frame. How is it none of you raised the fact that in 1 year, 683 million animals are used in animal testing laboratories and science? Not a word about it.
And no, we can
no.
tell it.
Doctor, Mr. T.S.R. Subramaniam at the right grid. Yeah. One is food, other is scientific specimens, third is livelihood and ways of life. There are different kinds of violence.
But none is justified.
No, the question is,
but you stop it.
But the court, none the court separated
it. Shiv,
the court saw meat eating and animal testing for science is different from sport.
The Supreme Court, with all apologies to Dr. Kadju, has been illiterate on science and technology for decades.
Yep.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying the answer is incomplete. Because the biggest cruelty is justified in the name of welfare. Second biggest cruelty is justified in the name of food and agriculture, factory farming. Please, don't take one little restricted part and call it tradition when all the modern traditions justify cruelty in the name of science and efficiency.
Okay, before I come to Sambit and Tom and Colin.
I have a couple of statements to make here. Firstly, humans are like the most evolved in this planet, right? So it's our responsibility to take care of.
And the court actually talks about what it calls speciesism, which is about humans according themselves this sort of superior position, which we're not, according to you, necessarily showing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And also, just because we're not going against one form of cruelty doesn't mean we shouldn't go against the other form.
Exactly.
And something to which
are you a vegetarian?
Caviar made.
Are you a vegetarian?
Sorry.
Are you a vegetarian?
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
Oh, so therefore everybody must become a vegetarian.
Yes.
No.
Impose some dictatorship I eat all kinds of meat. So force it on me.
No, I'm saying this.
No, you must. Because I commit cruelty.
No, that's unfair. That's unfair to his argument. You're bullying him unnecessarily. Sorry. Let me be very clear.
Justice Kadju, I'll tell you, I give Justice Kadju credit for one thing. He's consistent. He spoke for the right to eat beef, right?
Yes.
You did. And you want Jalika.
I eat beef.
You don't like animals very much, I think.
Nothing against animals, but animals are not human.
Virtue.
Have some balance.
On grounds of cruelty.
Have some balance.
Don't
regard an animal as a human being. Please have some balance.
Consistency is not a virtue.
No. Just saying he's consistent doesn't make him wise.
I have a few very important points to make.
Wonderful.
One more thing. You say that, you know, there are regulations and stuff. She said they're used for training, right? So you don't know what happens in these trainings. Maybe they're not tortured right before the sport, but what are the forms of torture they go through?
Okay. Yes, a bull is a slow-moving animal.
There's a few important points that
I've... train it to run. Yeah. It's like trying to train a dog to fly. It's physiologically not conditioned to run. You leave a bull to its natural instincts. It will move slowly.
A few words that I want to explain over here.
Okay.
Okay, Ambika, you're saying a bull naturally...
is a slow-moving animal. Oh, and that's physiologically...
No, they're different. She's got it right.
Now, please, Barakha, you wanted me to speak.
These are different kinds of behavior.
Please. First of all, know the basic of this Jallikattu. Salli means coins.
Yeah, I told you.
That is put on the horns, that is to be taken. That's all simple. And what this madam said, you cannot impose that caveat and these very 20,000 people are there, they are made. They are not seen actually in the particular place. There is a different place for the audience. There is a different place for the bull to come in.
But you believe the animal welfare?
Look at the footage. All cruelty. All cruelty. One minute. All cruelty to be stopped. You have to impose all the law. But the tradition to be kept up.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
I have a few points, Barakha, you wanted me to. Number one, I have a few observations over here. Someone spoke of Jallikattu as pure entertainment and sport. No. Yes. I would say it is tradition. Yeah. Your Diwali is not entertainment. Your Diwali is tradition. Your Eid is not entertainment. It is tradition, faith.
I am
bringing everything into
your
it.
Your and mine.
Yeah. No. Why should we...
Why discuss? Are you injecting...
I am injecting your and mine because we are rejecting the culture of South India sitting over here, calling it pure sports and pure entertainment.
May I have a line?
Why? Why should that be called as a silly sport of cruelty when no one can dare that?
Okay, Colin, let me get Colin. I need to slip into a break, but Colin, it has become volatile. It has become about identity. It's become about North and South, Hindu, Muslim. It's become all kinds of things about that poor other than about that animal.
I tell you, it has nothing to do with this.
Barakha,
the point is very simple. Yeah. Justice Kadju spoke of federalism and respect for the states.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
It is purely to do with the tradition that conflicts with law. And the law says no cruelty to animals. Therefore, the tradition, whether it's a tradition or not, the tradition must stop.
Law does not say cruelty to animals.
And it is cruelty to animals. That's it.
That's the problem.
And that's the judgment. So there's no federalism in all this. There's no respect in all this.
This is elitist. Because farmers and the... See, Jallikat mostly is... Yes, I have read articles on it. I'm not speaking on it.
Okay, let's shift.
Farmers and Dalits are the ones... who are mostly concerned with this Jallikat.
Shiv.
So why are we supposed to be so elitist?
Okay, Shiv.
It's got nothing to do with elitism. The point those two people are making is very true. Empirically, if you look at it, as the tradition goes on the ground, it has ritual status. It minimizes violence. So you've got to be a bit careful when you look at all these new additions. They're not advocating violence. They're saying if you look at the tradition, it is very different.
Okay.
That's the point.
But is that how it's being played out on the ground? We'll take a break. Final comments, a couple of more audience questions coming back after the break.
I want to quote an Urdu couplet.
You're watching We the People. We're debating the centre's decision to permit the tradition of Jallikat in Tamil Nadu. Animal rights activists are saying this is torture in the name of tradition. Before we take final comments from our panel, a few rounds of audience questions. Go ahead.
Okay. What I think that the debate has, pardon my pessimism, first of all, I think the debate has taken a very political and a very traditionalist viewpoint. We are forgetting the whole aspect of people actually losing their mental balance. Why would somebody be this cruel? And as traditions, if you're looking at traditions, traditions were not this cruel. As and when we are evolving into the 21st century, I think we are becoming more barbaric.
Okay.
I think there is need for some cultural maturity. When you are invoking culture, you need to understand that we are not, we are with the essence of the religion, but the changed reality. As in Diwali talks about burning, lighting the diyas, not about burning firecrackers.
Tradition has become more of a entertainment and sport. Like as you pointed out, Diwali is about lighting diyas, but burning crackers has become a part of it because we have made it a part of it.
So you're saying the entertainment is added on.
Well, exactly, sorry. Exactly.
So Jallikat originally may have meant to be something else.
It may have been something.
I think a supplementary point is like we are ignoring the fact that the people are also dying in this festival and that should be taken into consideration as well.
Okay, so there are also, okay, all right, 17 deaths I think according to one report. Yeah.
My question is to Dr. Sambit Patra and through him indirectly to the government. The authorities that are responsible for enforcing the restrictions on the practice of Jallikat, they are first of all the state veterinary department or the animal husbandry department, and the second is the district department of prevention of cruelty to animals and the local administration.
Yeah.
Has the government made any assessment or any report of these authorities before?
And Colin's already saying no.
No, not at all.
It's
the same old situation, same old empty promises.
Yes. Can I? No, just a second.
You want to
Since
that?
The question has been put to the government, why should Colin?
Yeah, you want
to
let him answer. Please let him answer. Sir, let him answer, please.
Let the government answer. He wants
Samit, please answer. Sir, I'll come to you. Yeah.
See, I'm pained that an effort is being made to paint the whole of Tamil Nadu with the same brush.
Oh my God,
why don't you allow my point of view to go across?
Okay.
You may not agree with it.
Okay,
twice in this program it has been said that same people would be judging, the same veterinary people from Tamil Nadu, the same district authorities from Tamil Nadu, and that's the reason as to why they would let not this happen, the cruelty part.
Okay.
I mean, they would see to it that the cruelty takes place. Why should we say that Tamil Nadu people are not capable of all this?
Rather than sticking to such a thing, I'm looking at it more from an overall point of view. First of all, when you talk about federal structure, we should decide who should give the ban. Is it the state? Is it the district? Is it the central government? And second,
the ban has actually been upheld in the Supreme Court.
Okay. I'm challenging the particular notification of the government in the Supreme Court. I don't think it will stand the test of the Supreme Court in terms of legality as well as the Constitution.
Okay, so there are legal areas, and I'm going to take a last question here, then we have to move on.
Yeah, we are having a contradictory situation. In a way, we are banning beef. On the other hand, we are uplifting Jallikat. So what is it? Is it politics or is it a confusion?
Okay, you want an extension to that? Yeah.
Yeah, so cow is one of the reasons cited for beef ban was that cow is a holy animal, right? So bull is also considered a holy animal. It's bull and cow together are considered as the symbols of dharma. Lord Shiva derived.
That's the question. Those who wanted cow slaughter do not want Jallikattu over here.
But he's saying those who wanted. But he's saying that those who revered the cow are perfectly happy.
Those who were shouting at the top of their voice, "Why no cow slaughter?" are now saying, "Why Jallikattu?" Jallikattu is not about killing. As Vijayan Subramanian rightly said, in Spain, they stab and kill the bull.
Samit, I want to show you something. Talking about Spain, can we bring this picture up in the screen here? Just we need it in the plasma. That's actually an iconic photograph of a man who used to be a matador. His name was Matador Monera, and halfway through this bullfight, he said he looked into the eyes of the bull and he broke down because he wrote later that he felt that he was forcing a gentle beast to actually become part of this. And he'd been a matador for years, and when this moment happened to him, as you can see, he kind of breaks down. And then he said he felt the animal was in pain, it was a cry for justice to the animal, and he completely changed his position after being a matador for years. So that's a very striking image. Now with that, 30 seconds last comments. We'll start with you, Hilal. Everybody gets 30 seconds. Hilal.
Yeah, I think, as I said in the beginning, that it would be important for us to think that tradition is not static. Therefore, the meanings associated with tradition need to be highlighted and understood in the proper way.
Okay.
Without that, we won't be able either ban it or not ban it. I think it is very important to look at the gray areas.
Okay, TSR.
Well, I think nobody's right mind can condone violence to animals at all.
Yes.
Under no circumstances. But we have to take a balanced view here. Mm-hmm. India is a very diverse kind of a country. We are not yet ready to embrace all modern thoughts. It has to go slowly. And don't forget, this is a highly elite audience.
Yes.
The reactions are all highly Delhi reactions now.
Okay.
You go to rural areas in Tamil Nadu, every single one look up to that one particular day as a great day of entertainment.
Okay.
I agree, violence should go. Violence should go.
Call it.
I feel the minister is in contempt. I think somebody should file a case, and I hope the minister gets actually punished for contempt. The Supreme Court judge is very clear, and they've done something very disgraceful, totally against the Supreme Court judgment, and he ought to be punished.
Justice Kaju.
I don't at all agree with Colin Fernandez. I think it's absolutely wrong. You see, judgments cannot be construed as Euclid's formula or mechanically. That judgment must be construed on the facts of the case, that there were reports of extreme cruelties on the bull, that cutting off it.
Okay.
Now, if you stringently prevent extreme cruelty, then you regulate Jallikattu. Don't prohibit it. You see, you must respect the cultures of all parts of India.
Regulate.
Otherwise, this country will break up.
Regulate,
I'm telling you,
warning
you, this country will break up.
30
if
seconds.
You cannot respect other people's cultures.
Country will break up, regulate, don't prohibit. Ambika, quickly.
Mahatma Gandhi said, the civilization of a nation can be judged by the way it treats its animals. I don't think that the sport of Jallikattu reflects well on India as a whole. We are the land of non-violence.
Okay, Samvit.
2 points as far as the minister is concerned. Rather than contempt, the minister has upheld the wish of the Supreme Court in the sense that Supreme Court wanted in para 17 to remove cruelty. This minister has, in accordance with Supreme Court's
wish, has to be removed tested,
please, you are not interrupting others. He removed cruelty. And second point, let's not divide animals, at least on secular and communal lines. If Bakra Eid Halal is quite releasing, you cannot say that. No, I'm speaking the voice of crores of Indians who would be questioning this.
Tom, very please. I'm
no one comment. Questions
last
are,
comment,
but everyone starts
Balka,
questioning.
Last comment.
Balka, I think this has to be seen in the larger context. There was this bullock cart race also, which was cleared by the Honorable Minister. We have not got to it.
Okay.
And now there is a demand coming from Andhra for cock fight.
Yeah, yeah.
And there is another demand coming from Goa. So these are cultural, civilizational challenges which have to be met with the dynamics of the time.
Ship.
See, please close this for us. This group is sanitizing violence, and the more you sanitize violence, the more it's going to come. I think the problematic here is not culture, tradition, or ethics or law. It's the way you construct violence.
Yeah.
In many of these societies, your ritual acts of manhood which restricted violence.
Yeah.
With modernity, violence becomes all pervasive.
So actually, we are becoming more violent instead of less.
Yes, in the hope of sanitizing it.
We will leave it there with that very philosophical thought that needs greater reflection. We do not yet know, by the way, whether legally, Sambit, that is a question to consider. We already have somebody here who's saying we'll challenge this in the Supreme Court. But again, I am very suspicious when all politicians agree on something. Kuch gadbad hai. Anyway, leaving it there. Thank you very much.